This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I saw a really good editorial that got picked up a lot of places by a syndicated talk show host, Wayne Allen Root. RootForAmerica.com. He joins us in the third hour today. And it's going to be a very, very important transmission. He's talking about civil unrest, civil disobedience. We don't want civil unrest. That means what the left does. We want civil disobedience. And what are the right types to do? You know, you got the Democrats hunting down Democrats that won't vote for the giant communist Build Back Better bill. And so people are harassing them, threatening them, yelling at them. I don't think we should go that far, but we should protest them. We should protest the Democrats and their operations and not financially support them. And when they're trying to say that people that don't have a vaccine passport can't get on a bus or can't get on a train in New York or can't go into a grocery store, we should go in there with them, all of us together, and take it over and shut it down until they stop that criminal activity. Because this is the mark of the beast. This is total control. This is what was happening to black folks, you know, until the 1960s when people stood up together, white and black, against what was happening. So that is extremely, extremely, extremely important. You know, you see Google, and I saw it on InfoWars today. I'm sure it's in my stack, but I didn't find it. With their doodle over the weekend, was that a La Raza Mecha member that said Hispanics are the master race and that whites are the devil and that he's not going to assimilate to America? Well, that's all funded by the Ford and Carnegie Foundation to make Hispanics think that being part of a racial group is going to empower them when it's only going to divide and conquer us all. I'm against the white supremacists, the black supremacists, the Hispanic supremacists, all of it. But look what the federal government's funding, and we'll cover this coming up. White people are genetically deficient descendants of albino mutants. I've heard that many times, says Black History Month website. Well, we're all genetic mutants. We're constantly, our genetics are mutating and changing new traits all the time. When whatever traits survive through progeny get more expressed, whatever's successful, you know, gets expressed. I don't believe in the mainline theory of evolution, but I do believe in jumps in it and God's system to make us adapt change. But I didn't come from no monkey fish frog, as they say on South Park. But seriously, white people are genetically defective descendants of albino mutants, says Black History Month website. Well, that's actually true. People with darker skin that went north would die because of lack of vitamin D and would get sick and die of colds and flu because they didn't have enough vitamin D. But the people that had lighter skin, not necessarily albinos, but those two would then survive, and that's what the mainline science says white people came from. But this has been as a pejorative, you know, cave dweller. I mean, I've been called a cave dweller and what, a blue-eyed devil and all this other stuff. And it's just, I mean, there's white people that put down black people to feel superior, and there's black people that do the same damn thing. And but the point is, when Google is helping run slave camps around the world with Apple and doing all this evil crap, they're pushing all this division so we fight with each other so we're divided and conquered. And so I'm going to get more of that. But I said I'll get into the global reset and how all that's coming together and what we face, and we'll do that coming up in the next segment. But seriously, folks, for strategic reasons, I can't get into all the things they're doing to try to shut us down. Because that only encourages the left and all the things they're up to and they're doing. But you see them trending on Twitter, attacking me, saying, shut him down, destroy Alex Jones, you know, take him off this, take him off that. The huge harassment campaigns to have me arrested, petitions to have me arrested, petitions to have Amazon not let us have a shopping cart on there. It just goes on and on. But behind the scenes, it's more intense than that. And I have just learned to put it in God's hands and not become a drama queen about this, but I'll tell you, when Rose McGowan got her house broken into and the door knocked off the hinges and people ran her off the road and she got bumped in, you know, grocery stores and stuff, that's what goes on for real. That's what the Clintons do. The Clintons kill your dog and say, oh, where'd your doggy go? And then hand you the dog tags in the grocery store. And so I've not had that happen, but I've had stuff like that happen. I've been doing this 27 years, and it's been going on for at least 20. So I'm not backing down because I realize backing down means they win. If they want a conflict, they're going to get one. Stay with us. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air. Monday, October 4th, 2021. And I'm Alex Jones, your host, defiant to the end against the tyrants. All right, so let me just be very calm here and lay all this news out right now that we've started the second hour. I know exactly what's going to happen. I know exactly what's going to unfold. I know exactly how the globalists are going to carry all this out because I have the publications and the books and the reports they put out on their corporate-run UN world government power grab. We put the show headline up, please, for today's show from InfoWars.com. And then I'm looking for the book. Ah, here it is. COVID-19 and the Great Reset. I don't like Klaus Schwab. I'm not advertising his book, but this was out a month after the COVID crisis began. It was already pre-written, and it was already pre-planned. I'm going to talk about it here right now, but please put that headline back up. Red alert, the globalist collapse has now begun. Watch live. The corporate-controlled, UN-directed Great Reset is here. This is economic warfare. This is World War III. Let me say that again for Rand Paul and all the other senators that are halfway awake, who do a great job on the topics they cover, but they never address this. The corporate-controlled, UN-directed Great Reset is here. This is economic warfare. This is World War III. The only way to stop the globalist offensive is for the public to become informed and demand that what's left of our leaders to organize and take action against it. I wrote that very quickly before I went live on air. Maybe somebody should check it for not the best English setup there, because I wrote that in about 30 seconds right before I went live on air. So that's what this is. And again, I can show you 100 clips and I can talk about amazing things that are side issues that are still important. But the central issue is we're being economically taught to not have resources. We're being taught in the name of the environment to go into feudalism. But the globalists themselves live opulent lifestyles and are really getting control of us to not make us stoic, hardworking beings, but to get full control of our lives through the social credit score so that they can dictate, again, the terms of our surrender. So let's go over this right now for you. Global supply chain crisis to last until 2023, says Middle East's largest port operator. Global central bankers have been out and about continuing to promote a narrative that inflation is transitory. But really what it's doing is causing major destabilization. We've seen it from the likes of Powell, Legrand, Bailey, and others. These monetary wonks are right. Inflation caused by supply chain bottlenecks will resolve itself. But these officials have not yet to provide a timeline because they don't know. And that's if the inflation only goes up and then stops. But if it continues, well, then the destabilization continues. And that's just one part of that in the global supply chain. But CNN blames not the global supply chain disruption on inflation and on COVID lockdowns and on one person in a warehouse gets COVID and is asymptomatic from a fake PCR test and the whole warehouse shuts down. Everybody's at home watching Netflix going, hey, I've been sitting home for a year and a half. Yeah, while your savings gets destroyed, while the dollar's devalued, and while all the businesses' things start contracting and shutting down, and there won't be a job for you if it ever comes back, which they don't mean it to ever come back. And so now you'll be on your social credit score controlled, guaranteed universal income. And then you are in checkmate. And again, whether it's the hospital shutting down or the public schools not having enough teachers or the workers not driving the trucks because they won't take the deadly shot because they took the first one and got really sick, whether it's Europe or Canada or England or the U.S., now the military's got to take over and drive the school buses and run the hospitals from Connecticut to California, from New York to Michigan. It's all happening, and they're on screen from Ian Smith. Manufactured crisis. This is a map of the cargo ships currently incoming in holding pattern offshore. Your country is under attack from the inside. Damn right. And it turns out the government, the bureaucrats, they've got the people to unload them. They're just saying don't unload them to put us into an artificial cardiac arrest, Cloward and Bevin. Here's another one. DHL joins rival FedEx and UPS in raising shipping rates amid inflationary woes. But remember, they promised you no inflation from all of this. How fiat money made beef more expensive. It's more than double the last year's and set to go up even more. So they just drop it off the inflation index. But don't worry, here's CNN. Would you like me to read to you the CNN transcript from CNN Business? It's very insulting. Yeah, it says you didn't take your COVID shots, you were bad, and now because you didn't behave yourself and because of Donald Trump, all this happened. And they say the pandemic caused it. No, it was the lockdown that they used that caused the starvation, collapse of the third world, breaking of supply chains, as I predicted 20 months ago. And here they are saying how America ruined Christmas. We're bad. We're the Grinch. Not how the Grinch ruined Christmas. Not how the Grinch stole Christmas. How America did it. You see? Stocks slide, Amazon erases 2021 gains as yield spike on oil-driven surge, break-even surge. And it goes on from there. A very dangerous time to be alive. We got more news on it before we go to break. When we come back, Biden defends harassment of Senators Sinema and Mnuchin, says it's part of the process, but when Owen Schroyer was standing at the Capitol outside and didn't even get on the bullhorn, he's arrested and facing multiple years in prison. And now they're arrested over 100 people who were outside and didn't even touch the building. Oh, and some are still being held in jail. Wow. Oh, but harass them when they're buying gas, harass them when they're in a restaurant, harass them in a store, said Maxine Waters 2 long years ago. And now Biden says it's part of the process, but don't you try to talk to him. Don't you try to criticize him online. You'll get taken down. That's a great point. Another article from Mises Institute on InfoWars.com. The post-pandemic world is one of widespread dependence on government, and that's the Great Reset Plan, 110%. And then it gets worse. The social credit score is here. Polish journalist denied entry to the U.K. over his opinions, big article and video on InfoWars.com. Criticizing the EU, criticizing globalism, criticizing the lockdown. Sorry, you can't come here. Yeah, don't be worried about the government database that did that. Don't be worried about the banks taking all these patriots' credit card processing like General Flynn, where he can't even, you know, have his own credit card. That's the real threat, is the globalist, is the social credit score. And so many folks are saying, oh, well, we better do what we're told. You know how that works? Do what I say. I'll ban you if you use the N-word. I don't ever use the N-word, so, okay, ban them. Oh, now don't say mother or father. Now, oh, yeah, on government forums all over and in schools, you name it. Oh, okay. Don't use the word manhole. That's another bad word. See, there's always something. They're always going to move the goalpost while the left runs around. The article's on InfoWars.com. and says that white people are inherently bad and are parasites and are evil mutants that need to be put away. I've got an article from Infowars.com with exactly that headline. That's where we are. And then we've got this report that I talked about on Friday, but it just needs to be focused in on again. National School Board Association demands Biden give them FBI protection from terrorist parents. So if none of this makes sense from a point of view of prosperity and stability and security and happiness, it's not supposed to. You're being conquered. I'm being conquered by a multinational globalist force. I've been on air 28 years fighting it. And now it's all out in the open. So you see, I can't be on air. I've got to be destroyed. I've got to be shut down because our credibility is so high. They don't want us on air now that everybody believes what we're saying and checks into what we're saying and follows up on it. But I got something for the New World Order to know. Your whole takeover is not going well. Your whole forced vaccine program is stalling. And it's too late. Everybody knows I'm right now. Too late, New World Order. Too late.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Reset, the fabled Mark of the Beast. One world government is here. You have lived to see it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, obviously this started happening about an hour ago. Facebook is down along with Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, and Oculus VR. And usually that's when they're doing some backdoor criminal update. That's all an arm of the NSA, the globalist-controlled NSA. What they're claiming is outages. They're all just preparing and testing their internet kill switches where only they'll be online. Everybody else will be offline, is what I believe is going on there. And then we've got, of course, what I mentioned earlier. Here's the clip. Biden defends harassment of Senator Sinema and Mnuchin, says it's part of the process. So people see him, yell and scream at him, chase him around, and then follow him into bathrooms and stuff. And look, I yelled at Sundar Pichai for running slave camps in China and spying on the American people, the head of Google. But I waited until he came into Congress, came down the hall, and I said, you're a traitor. We know you are. We know what you did. You picked the wrong country. You shouldn't have sold out America. And then when he went in the committee room, I stopped, and I wouldn't have followed him in the bathroom. Well, the crew pulled it up really quick. Good job. Again, we're a simulcast radio TV show. I know we have hundreds of radio affiliates out there, and people are always... saying, what are you talking about? See that, see this. Well, that's because we're also simulcasting at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. And remember, that's how we get around the censors. That's how we reach new people at a time where folks are very, very hungry for the truth, is sharing video links and articles. So please continue to help win the fight against the globalists. Now is such a critical time by sharing old videos, new videos, reports we're currently doing. People are ready to wake up. So here's Biden defending it. And look, you could say, hey, this is just people pissed off, and that's something that's up to the line, but it's civil disobedience, and it's people being a little bit noisy, and it should be protected. But the Democrats, though, want, when conservatives do it, they want us arrested. And they defend Antifa when they shoot people in the back. So they want to be aggressive and say burning down buildings is mostly peaceful, but then they want to arrest hundreds of people that even go into the U.S. Capitol, like Owen Schroyer. And now others. Here's Joe Biden.
Mr. President, you're talking about how you have 48 Democratic votes right now. The other two have been pressured over the weekend by activists. Joe Manchin had people on kayaks show up to his boat, TL at him. Senator Sinema last night was chased into a restroom. Do you think that those tactics are crossing a line?
I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. From the only people it doesn't happen to are people who have Secret Service standing around them. It's part of the process. Yes, sir.
Is it part of the process to have one of your supporters go shoot a bunch of people or try to kill a bunch of people and shoot Congressman Scalise at the baseball field? The CNN defended that. Of course, it was illegal aliens chased down Senator Sinema. They blocked the Golden Gate Bridge. They're supporters. It's globalists breaking our borders. It's a UN-funded takeover. That's the plan. Now, I've got this book for children that is in public school districts in Austin. And after a special guest leaves us that's coming up that I haven't announced yet, it's very important. next segment, I'm going to get some to this, but parental discretion is advised. But this is shown to middle schoolers in the town where I live. It's going to be shown on air. And I understand TV affiliates will probably say, hey, don't show that. That's child porn. I'm going to ask you the question again. Why do they show it to children, but our UHF, VHF, and cable stations don't want it shown? Okay, I'm not going to show it. I do that to people thinking, though. But I have the damn thing right here. And I'm going to show you not the child porn parts, but the cover of the book and the information on it and what school it's from and the inside of the library card, library scan, all of it. And there's a bunch of these books in most of the public schools in the country. And, I mean, it shows people having sex with children. I mean, it shows it like it's a, I mean, hell, when I was growing up, Playboys didn't show penetration for adults. It was the hardcore stuff, you know, when I got, oh, look at this magazine, you know, it's got actual sex in it. This is for children. If it was heterosexual sex, it'd be wrong, but it's homosexual sex, and it's being done to sell that idea that, oh, well, if it's homosexual, it's okay. I mean, that's, it's like having little children up at drag queen story time, and now they have the homosexual strip bars with little kids up on the stage. That goes on everywhere. This is sick. This is evil. So, lawyer Thomas Renz, who has filed major lawsuits and gotten the Pentagon documents, they now confirm to be real, it's on the Pentagon website, about the fact that the Pentagon AI is tracking the massive number of illnesses and deaths caused by the vaccine. He'll be joining us with that incredible information coming up next segment that deals with ADE. And so you definitely want to learn what ADE is and warn everybody else that you know about ADE, because this is a big, big deal. You'll learn about antibody-dependent enhancement and what that signifies coming up next segment, and why it's the biggest news ever, bigger than the collapsing economy, bigger than all this information. This is the real globalist attack that they intend to hide, claiming a new virus has been released, which they're already claiming new variants are about to come out that are going to kill you. Well, yeah, because you're releasing them. But first, let me point this out. We're having one of the biggest flash sales of our history today. And I can tell you, we need funds big time right now, not just to keep this operation on air, but to stay on air and continue on into the future. And we need funding now to do this, okay? And I'm not going to give away strategies or what we're up to or what's unfolding, but we need your word of mouth. We need all the other talk show hosts to support us. We need all the other bloggers and people on Twitter and everywhere else to support us, because I support everybody else when they're under attack. And you see us with summary judgments, death penalty judgments, when I gave them all the discovery they wanted, so I can't have a jury trial. So a judge decides I'm guilty, and then that's used, having that judgment before it's even been, you know, certified against us to shut us down. Anybody that's been in business knows that. We use business to stay on the air, but our main business is waking people up. So we're self-funded by you supporting us. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the Support Us button at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can see Become a Sponsor link. In fact, we'll add the Become a Sponsor link on the live show feed today, right up at the top, saying make a donation at InfoWarsStore.com. It can be recurring. You can cancel any time, or it can be a one-time gift, $10, $100, $50, whatever. We really need your support now, and we need you to step up to the plate. A lot of you have done it. We appreciate it, but a lot of you haven't. They don't want us on air with what's coming up. They want us off air desperately with what they know they're about to pull, and I'll talk more about that next segment. But now is the time to get a book. Now is the time to get T-shirts. Now is the time to get films. Now is the time to get the film COVID Land. Now is the time to get a free copy of Endgame with it when you order COVID Land. And I can tell you that will keep us on air. But we need this imminently. We need this right now. It's going to probably sell out today because it's discounted. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock. Amazing, clean, pure energy. Nothing else like it. Down and out sleep aid, back in stock. It's amazing, very strong, all natural. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your help. You need our help. America and free speech need support now. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going for 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, These will be sold out in just a couple days. 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months. Very popular. Twice as strong as Knockout. Probably too strong for some people. Totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock. 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Selects 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar, and I thank you all for your support. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Renz is joining us, and he is the lawyer who's got a whole bunch of lead counsel lawsuits in three major cases regarding COVID-19 lockdowns, mask mandates, false death cases, and hiding death cases. And he has also sued the CDC, HHS in Ohio and New Mexico. He has won the National Trailblazer Award for Political Action, assisting in numerous state and national legislation and regulatory reforms. Renz-law.com, R-E-N-Z-law.com. law.com, and he joins us for only 30 minutes, so I'm going to go right to him to break down the massive news that came out last Friday, what it concerns with the Pentagon's own AI program and open source information of what these so-called vaccines are really doing. This is the biggest news yet concerning this. Is what the experts warned would happen, and now the Pentagon AI has confirmed it. So, sir, thank you for joining us. Please tell us what's happening.
Pleasure to be, Alex. I'm glad to be here. So what's happening is exactly what we said was going to happen. The people that are getting the vax are getting sick. This is exactly what we predicted, unfortunately. I'm not excited to say that. But so we've got two things. A week ago Saturday, I did a presentation at Clay Clark's Reawakening Tour with whistleblower data from CMS, which is the information that DHHS is using to watch this vaccine. And that information showed, and it's incontrovertible, it's straight from the CMS servers, that there are thousands and thousands dying with this vaccine. 48,000 dead within 14 days of getting the vaccination, which is an important number because if you're within 14 days, they don't count you as a vaccine death. So you're perfectly healthy, you go get the shot, 3 days later, you're dead. You're not a vaccine death. So 48,000 dead within 14 days, and that is according to CMS, so that's only 18.1% of the population. Then, Friday, we get this document from the Department of Defense, and it says, in no uncertain terms, several really important things. First, it says that 60% of hospitalized patients, 60%, are fully vaccinated, 60%, and that's it. That's the document. It also says that 71% of cases, breakthrough cases, are in fully vaccinated people. So between the two, what it shows is that, first of all, the vaccine's not safe. There's a good picture right there on the right. It says 80% vaccinated, 65, estimated 71% of COVID-19 cases occurred in fully vaccinated individuals. I mean, it's their words, not mine. So not safe, not effective. Walensky had to come out today and admit that the vaccines do not stop the spread of the virus. They don't do it. So why would you get this? Why would you subject yourself to these potential side effects, to all these things, if it doesn't do anything? All it does is subject you to government control. It is absolutely absurd. We've got them. It's not safe. It's not effective. But what we do know is effective, because the DOD article says it, is natural immunity. It says natural immunity. And then one last thing, because I don't know what this means, but it's on the last slide. If you look at the last slide in that show, it shows that the vaccine is less effective, more dangerous for minorities, particularly Native Americans, Hispanics, and Blacks. And it's interesting because there you see, if you look at the third one down, Native Americans, if you look a little below that, you see Hispanics. And if you see down there a little farther, you see Blacks. Risk of breakthrough hospitalizations, it increases. It's higher in those. We don't know why that is, but it's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? From beginning to end, corruption, corruption, corruption. When Joe Biden stands up there and says it's safe and effective, when Fauci says it, we've got their numbers. It's not safe. It's not effective.
Please continue, sir. This is just incredible. I went directly to the Pentagon's own site with JSOC. I went and looked at this. It's all there. It fits with what the expert said. It fits what's even coming out in the news. It's real. It's AI numbers out of the hospitals with the aggregate that they have a higher rate of people hospitalized and with COVID than have taken the shot nationally. It shows what I've been told by a lot of doctors and people, that it's not 70% that have taken it like Biden says. That's a lie. We're told same numbers for Europe, Australia. They're lying about how high the numbers are, but that they have been told in hospitals. I've had whistleblower doctors and nurses on. They say, we're told to cover up that it's the vaccinated that are having heart attacks, strokes, and all sorts of other horrible things and that are dying, and that the numbers are way higher than what VAERS is saying.
Well, Alex, let me tell you this, right? So I've got here in my hot little hands, we've got a breakdown. I've got a bunch more states, you know, in that in the Clay Clark presentation. I don't know if you've got that one in front of you, but within that one, if you go down, we've got a breakdown of the side effects that the FDA says that they're going to monitor for, right? That's their slide. It shows that's what they're monitoring for. So we
for listeners on radio, not just TV, anybody can pull it up. You type in CDC list of possible adverse reactions from COVID-19 vaccine from October, where it lists myocarditis, heart attacks, all of it. That's what you're talking about. Please continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find all of this on rens-law.com. We've got all these presentations, all this stuff up there. Just the top two presentations are the DOD and then my presentation where I've got this information. So if you look at that presentation, we broke down. What we did is we had, there you go, see the files, that's the DOD. And just below that is the, the U-metrics. And then just below that on the main page is the Clay Clark presentation. In that Clay Clark presentation, what we did is my whistleblower went into the CMS servers and ran how many of these side effects are occurring in any given state, right? And they did it for several states. And they broke it down because they're telling us there's no side effects and there's no evidence of doubt. Well, here's the newsflash. So I'm going to pick on California right now, but I got several other states and we can talk about them if you'd like. Because California just decided that this is so safe that they're going to force kids to get it, right? Kids. Well, let me give you numbers. 8,412 dead people, dead within 28 days of vaccination, say that it's not safe. 2,316 people who came down with paralysis, they say it's not safe. 4,283 heart attacks say it's not safe. 7,297 thrombocytopenia cases say it's not safe. But yet we're going to force our kids to do this? We're going to force them to do this? I mean, it would be safer pushing them out of an airplane with a parachute. It's just ridiculous. We recalled the Chevy Volt for the potential of a battery fire, but we got thousands dead, thousands injured, and we're going to push this? We're going to force this to go to school? What's this guy got against kids? Is he trying to kill him? It's unbelievable. This is indisputable. We've got their evidence, their data. I've got screenshots in that presentation of the raw data we pulled. Just to give you some background, I did my due diligence. I know the whistleblower. I've spoken with this person a number of times, and there's more than one whistleblower. But, you know, I've spoken to the whistleblowers. They have access to the CMS data. I've seen pictures of the raw data. I've seen the raw data. I've got the algorithms that they use to analyze it. We've done our homework, okay? We know what we aren't reporting it unless we can prove it because I'm an evidence guy. So no question, you got thousands of injuries, thousands of deaths, and yet we're going to still keep pushing this for something that doesn't stop the spread according to their data and their information. It doesn't stop the spread, doesn't do anything. Why are we doing it? There is no reason.
Well, that's right, and we'll pull it up when we come back because it's very important everybody see the October report. Yes, you've got VAERS now confirming it, but they knew in October, and the CDC put it on their website. It's on there now, a list of possible adverse reactions, and it's exactly what all happened. Then they act like we're crazy when we bring it up. It's simply incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All the video clips, everything. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. And Thomas Renz joins us. He's got a bunch of lawsuits against these monsters. He's an award-winning, trailblazing attorney. Every time I think about this, and it's been out for months and months and months, it makes me so angry. The CDC, the FDA's own document from October, listing the whole list of what they thought this vaccine would do, and then now it did exactly that. And we'll show you from the FDA. .gov, please. We put it on screen. The actual documents. And if anybody watching is a new listener, look up the right-hand corner. That's the government website. That's a draft of possible adverse event outcomes, and it's everything that happened. Pregnancy, bad birth, you know, death, myocarditis, narcolepsy, all the things it's done because they knew because they'd already tested things like this previously. So going back to Thomas Renz, sir, this is incredible. Where does all this go? Because you said, what are they doing? Are they trying to kill us? I think you're begging the question. And I know you're a lawyer. You want to stick to just the facts here. But Fauci says, don't ask questions. You have no freedom. The Vatican says, you know, there's no religious exemption. The whole power structure is trying to put something in us we know doesn't protect us, makes us sick, and then makes us die. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, Biden said it best. Your freedoms and individual liberties don't matter, right? I mean, that doesn't matter. Who cares about that? You know, it's interesting. They use fear. They use lies. So if you look back at that presentation, you know, one of the things that's real interesting is if you look at the last few slides, I'm going to read you this. This is a direct quote from the application for licensure for a booster for the Comirnaty. This is an exact quote from that document. So this is an FDA document from Pfizer, right? Pfizer says, an additional analysis appears to indicate that the incidence of COVID-19 generally increased in each group of study participants with increasing time post-dose 2. Well, so does that mean that you've got an increased likelihood of getting COVID after the shot? Sounds like it. If you go down a couple more slides, and this is the presentation from the Awakening Tour on my website, you see another slide where we've got some stuff redlined. And it says basically that if you want to know what's in your shot, you're going to have to convince your doctor to go online, look up in this somewhere in these godforsaken government websites, and maybe you'll be able to find out. Well, that seems a little odd. Then you go on further, and, you know, Alex, this is an important one, right? Because they keep telling us we're conspiracy theorists when we talk about things like this being a gene therapy or shedding. Well, there's no conspiracy. It just is, right? So we have the Moderna SEC filings. These are filed to the federal court that say that one of the risks to the company is that this is a gene therapy, and so it may be issues with approval. I mean, they admit it. I don't know how else they can say it. Further, we've got the Pfizer documents, right? So the Pfizer documents talk about two things. They talk about some shedding, and they talk about gene therapy. Now, let me explain how they do that. This is really important because it's always denied, and they like to call people who talk about this conspiracy theorists, right? So within the clinical trial protocols for the Pfizer vaccine, there's a document. We submitted this to federal court. It's from Pfizer, so they can't argue about it. But it said that it's a reportable safety event if a pregnant woman around the time of conception comes into environmental contact with someone who's been given the vax, right? Environmental contact. That means breathing the air, touching the skin, things like that. Well, why would that be a reportable safety thing event if it doesn't matter, if there's no shedding? It's because they're shedding. Didn't they also
earlier this year have the EU pass a regulatory law that Pfizer's allowed to shed on people?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I heard something about that. I didn't get a chance to confirm it myself. I'm having a hard enough time keeping up with all the Americans.
No, it's pretty incredible. So just as an American, not as a lawyer fighting corporate corruption, what is this to you? I see it as a total Nuremberg violation on its face. Nuremberg Code violates so many U.S. laws, obviously, and they're just committed. They're just going whole hog. What do you think this is about?
Well, this is a war crime for sure. I mean, this is a crime against humanity by definition. This is the short answer is money and power, right? But there's a lot more to it than that, because there are people who are trying to become more powerful and more wealthy from this, and they are. They're becoming much more powerful and much more wealthy unless we stop them, which we're going to do. That said, you got to look at this a little bit deeper if you really want to know what's going on. There's a lot of people that don't like America, right? These globalists, these scumbag billionaires that own the world, they don't want freedom. They want you to just capitulate and send them your check, and they continue to rule the world. China doesn't like America. The Russians don't particularly like us. There's a lot of places that don't like us, right? Well, look at what's happening. We're given an injection that makes you sick to our entire population. It's going to kill a lot of people. We don't know how many. But we know it's killing a lot now, and it's going to kill a lot more in the future. 3 to 5 years is where a lot of the side effects are going to come into play. We're seeing massive increases in cancer anecdotally. I'm waiting for some of the peer-reviewed studies to come out. But this is a disaster, right? It's causing damage to our people. Meanwhile, you see other attacks on America. I mean, they're attacking our culture. They're attacking who we are. They're attacking our military. We're pushing things like critical race theory, which is essentially communism.
Men and women sports, the federal government's funding, Black Lives Matter, National African American Month, Black History Month, now it says whites are evil. mutants that are albino mutants. I mean, this is just total division, total divide and conquer, a corporate war to destroy the country.
A corporate and communist war. I mean, the corporate and the communists seem to be working together. Chinese and a lot of corporate people are working together. And they're anti-American. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. When you're attacking our culture, when you're attacking our institutions, I don't know what else it is. I mean, you know, ultimately, listen, we just showed you a Department of Defense document that shows that they're lying about this and that the vaccine doesn't work. And that all it does is potentially increase the risk, and yet this isn't news everywhere, right? Somehow this is not on the front page of the New York Times. We just showed you, I just gave you, talked about a presentation where we show a massive number of casualties and major side effects from these horrible jabs. It's not news. They're covering it up. I mean, yeah, meanwhile, you look across our nation at all the other institutions that are, you know, bedrock institutions of our nation, we're under attack.
Sure, I had a court do default judgments on me when I gave them everything, and they assigned a new judge, and at the second hearing they just said default, and all of the news it says I've lost, and then I don't get the Seventh Amendment. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's not just me, it's on every front, the bedrock is being removed.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm going to tell you, Alex, we want to be peaceful. We want to do this the right way. But if we don't stand now, we're not going to be able to stand later. You know, once you've lost freedom, you've lost it. It's not coming back. You have to fight for it to come back.
That's right. We're in the middle of a globalist communist revolution, the Great Reset. That's what it is. And Rand Paul's great, and others say some good things. But they need to talk about this is globalism. This is Great Reset. I mean, Klaus Schwab and others have written books describing this takeover.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have. Okay, so this is, again, I'm an evidence guy, right? I don't like to guess things. I like to see things. Klaus Schwab wrote the book. I mean, he wrote it. I don't know what to say about it. It's just there. I didn't write it. You know, if you want to read it, read it and see what's in there. If you don't, you know, don't believe me, look it up. It's like this DOD document. I didn't write it. I just put it out there.
Exactly. Our own reporter heard about this on the news last week, had her eighth-grade son go to the library, gender queer. I can't show adults on a show this. This is child porn. This is people having sex with children. I mean, it shows it. This is in public schools in Austin.
Texas.
This is McNeil. High school library was the middle school library. You open it up. McNeil High School, folks. You see that? And I'm not going to show you anymore. But it's unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen images of people having sex with children until I looked at this.
I mean, I don't want to see that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm 47, and I've never seen people having sex with animals. People say, hey, y'all, if they're having sex online with animals, I don't want to see it. Or, you know, all that kind of, I've never seen that stuff. I had to look at this to know what children are seeing. First time I ever looked at child porn. Here it is.
Hey, listen, I mean, you know, what can I say about this? The thing is our side doesn't care what you do in your own house unless it's something like that. I mean, we got to draw the line somewhere.
Stay right there, sir. Back in 2 minutes. I wish we had you for a full hour. Stay right there. We'll come right back to you to finish up. We're going to be back up soon.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.